safety improvements. Keep in mind Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue continues weekday street closures from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. for Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. As for your weather forecast headed into the afternoon, Kingston is sitting under mainly cloudy skies, but conditions remain warm with a high of 26 degrees. It will feel closer to 28 with the humidex, and the UV index is still at 7, meaning high exposure even through cloud cover. Looking ahead to tonight, skies become partly cloudy with a low of 14 degrees, setting up a fairly mild evening across the region. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
And I'm stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Well, 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 everyone. Look who came crawling back. It's me. It's Jane. I know you couldn't get enough of me, so I just had to come back, had to keep doing this. I can't stop, and you can't stop me. So, again, welcome back, guys. This is Stoke. If you've never heard this before, if I'm totally new to you, I'm your host, Jane. I've been hosting Stoke for about over a year and a half now, probably. A dear friend of mine and a girl, my teammate, Soph Taffel, big shout out to her, started Stoke, and then she moved on and graduated, and then I took it over and have kind of made it my own the past year and a half, and this is going into my second summer of hosting a radio show, so very exciting, very happy to be back. I've taken, hate to say it, probably a 2.5 month hiatus here now, maybe 2 months. It was just April, so it wasn't that bad, but I guess it's almost July, so never mind. But, you know, I've taken my time. I've had my peace and quiet. I've stockpiled some more music for you guys. So, super stoked to be back. If you don't know, again, I'm assuming that some people have never heard the show before. But, honestly, it's just kind of a dump of the playlists and liked songs I've had. But what the show is I come up with a theme for the playlist each week. And then I kind of just go off of that. So, this week, as I come up with many times, you'll learn, is just a name that umbrella terms off of the music that I've just recently been liking, and it's called Comeback Season, and that's for you guys, the fans, because I'm back, and we're coming back, and I hopefully will be able to put one out every week. Last summer was a lot, I was a lot busier, but this summer I seem to have a couple hours in the afternoon every here and then, so I'm excited to do this with some passion this summer. So excited to be back, guys. So cool to be back in the studio. I walked into control room 3 here at CFRC and it's completely new. It's completely redone. I almost had to turn around and walk away because it looks so different. You know, they've got this beautiful soundboard. I'm just kind of going off the seam of my pants. There's a Bluetooth connection, which is crazy because it used to be basically analog. So, you know, it's things are on the ups here. So I'm so glad to still be a part of this. Thankful to that CFRC lets me be a part of this. So I'll stop my yapping and get into it. All right. Let's start with two songs. So the first song is something that I discovered. So I watched this YouTuber, her name's Ashley Alexander. Her sister and her brother are all YouTubers I like to listen to and watch. Anyways, she posted an Instagram picture, and this song was the, you know, song you can put over an Instagram. And I fell in love with it. It was literally like a 15 song, like second song, basically. And I like looked into it. I'm like, oh my God, I love this. Whatever this is, it's amazing. Big fan of it. This song I'm going to start off with is kind of the song of the summer for me. It's called Fever. It's by Buckshot and Fake Mink. It's kind of like UK drill / I don't even know. Like, I have made a playlist, angry playlist, a while ago now, but it's giving that kind of like, I don't even know, grungy type. I don't know. It's great. I love it. Fever, Buckshot, Fake Mink. That is a hard name to say. And then the next song, I feel like so much has passed and so much musical things have happened since we've last chatted. So Drake put out 3 albums randomly, so that's awesome. But one of the songs I've really liked the most is Ho Phase by Drake. This is off of Maid of Honor, I believe, and I think that's probably my favorite album that he put out. But we'll start with these two bangers to begin, and then we'll get into, you know, my classic indie different things. But these two I've been loving, and I hope you guys will love too. So glad to be back. We'll get started. Here we go.
Settle down. I don't want you all over the world. When you see the wrong stuff, it's good enough. Got you to settle down and give me them grandbabies.
You're ruining my day. I'm having motion, Mom.
It's like that, that.
Put that car in your own name. Put that crib in your own name. Life just hard or you don't say.
heard you wanna relocate. Who cares what the people back home say? Two down like road rage. Make that just rotate. You're going through a little phase. Yeah.
Like that. Like that. Like that. Like that.
Alrighty, well, there you go. That's a hot start. Let me just tell you, my gosh. All right, these next two songs I'm really, really excited about because I have been waiting for this day. If you are a longtime listener, you know I love me some Steve Lacy. And over the past like 2 months that I haven't been here, he dropped a new song, a new single, and he's going to drop a new album, which you know you're going to hear about it. If I'm doing this for the next 2 months, you're going to hear all about it. It's coming out in July, but this song, The Feeling, dropped a couple weeks ago, and I have not been able to stop listening. My housemates, unfortunately, despise this song because the chorus I like and I think is very catchy. You'll come to hear he says, am I your baby? But then they kept thinking he was saying, am I a baby? So then they just memed the song. But I'm still a big, big fan of this. And somehow new music just caters to my life. And I love it so much. And it just fell into my lap. And it's fantastic. And to carry that on, this is also kind of like popping off on TikTok. And his close friend, Malcolm Todd, who sounds a whole lot like Steve Lacy, very similar vibe, very similar person. His song Earrings just fell perfectly together in this pairing, and I feel like I should play them together. You will recognize the song if you have any type of social media, either of these two probably, but I'm so excited to play the song for you. I've been waiting for this day. This song is called The Feeling, and then the next one is Earrings, and I'll stop talking. But just listen and think of how excited I am for this. So there you go.
Your pictures, wishing I was with you, drunker than a should be nice to kiss you. I could let it go, but I'm not a quitter. I can't let you go. I'm in love with you, sending all the signals. Pay me some attention, and I'ma call you. I'ma tell you I've been hurting, kept it to myself because I ain't want to be a burden. This ain't gonna heal if we don't make a deal. What you
could spend my whole life waiting. I'd rather not, so baby, let's get on. Oh, please come take me, please come take me.
Well, those two songs I was jamming out this entire time. It's so good. I love it so much. I cannot wait to see what Steve Lacy comes with. And I think I can guarantee I will go buy his tour tickets regardless of where he is. Like, I'm wherever I am. I mean, yeah, that's probably the better question, but I'm going to try to get there at some point. All right. The next three, I'll do three songs, but this is a bit of a more somber note, but a dear musician, if we're talking about news in my type of music realm, a musician that I've played on here before passed away, which is really disappointing and kind of upsetting. And I know this could kind of come across as, like, he's a bit of a weirder, like, more out there kind of odd guy, but Oliver Tree died, unfortunately. He was in a helicopter crash, which is just so sad, but he, you know, it's just hard to see that he was posting about, you know, going on a tour, like, across the world days before it happened, and then, you know, he passed away. But I feel like the internet's kind of freaking out because a lot of his songs, the songs that have all blown up from him, are like kind of eerie, like the titles of the songs that he has gotten popular off of are kind of crazy considering he passed away. Like, his top songs are Life Goes On, Miss You, Hurt, all of these things. It's just like these songs are kind of, you know, maybe he knew at some point it was going to happen, but he just kind of embraced it and spread the love. So I'm going to spread the love. I have played the song before, but this is my favorite of his. Again, it's called Cowboys Don't Cry. So can't cry about him. We'll just love him through his music and keep supporting him and his platform, I guess. And we'll play Cowboys Don't Cry, which is a funky song that I love. And, you know, it is what it is. It's funny, the next song kind of sounds like it's a bit of a tie into this, but it's just a song I've been listening to, but it's called Losing You. So kind of funny. It's by Solange, S-O-L-A-N-G-E. Big fan of it. I've been, you know, stockpiling my music for you guys, so I have some new songs for you. And then the next one after that is When Sunday Comes Around by Marlon Funaki, and I'm really liking them recently, so that's been great. So those are the next three songs. They're kind of all over the place, but we're going to honor Oliver Tree because I have been a fan of his for a while. So let's listen to that, and I'll be back.
I'm not good at goodbyes. I miss the sunshine in your eyes. Who said cowboys don't cry? Come on, baby, let's take one last ride. Ride around this carousel if you catch my drift. Ride around this wagon wheel, she took me for a spin. Ride around this carousel, getting dizzy till we're sick. Love is like a circle, there's no easy way to end. It's too much, I can't take anymore. Stuck feeling like we've been here before. But now the sun stopped shining here in the Wild West. My heart stopped beating and it sunk into my chest. We're riding around this carousel, if you catch my drift. We're riding around this wagon wheel, she took me for a spin. We're riding around this carousel, getting dizzy till we're sick. Love is like a circle, there's no easy way to end. Just an outlaw who only had one friend. I wonder if I'll ever see her face again. Dark clouds hanging over, they follow where I've been. My cowboy tears are still blowing in the wind. If you catch my drift, we're riding around this wagon wheel, she took me for a spin. We're riding around this carousel, getting dizzy till we're sick. Love is like a circle, there's no easy way to end. I'm not good at goodbyes. I miss the sunshine in your eyes. Who said cowboys don't cry? Come on, baby, let's take one last ride. We're riding around this carousel, if you catch my drift. We're riding around this wagon wheel, she took me for a spin.
We're riding around on this carousel, getting dizzy till we're sick. Love is like a circle, there's no easy way to end.
Wow, listening to all three of those, I realized how similar they kind of sound to Blood Orange, and I realized that that could have also been a good mix, but yeah, Solange and Marlon Funaki, I really need to listen to more of, because, again, they sounded like Blood Orange, and I like them a lot, so it's great. I am now going to be heading into a bit of a new, a bit of a throwback section, if you will. Like I said, this playlist is all over the place, guys. It's stoked. Come on. Every five songs, it's a completely new genre or decade, so let's go. Anyways, I have found that recently, while I'm getting ready to go out, I've been enjoying listening to 80s music, and I don't even know why I have. I think I found a playlist called Yearning in the 80s, and I've just clung to it, and or I'll like scroll on TikTok, and there'll be a song in the background, and it'll be a cool like video of just like the breeze blowing in the trees or something, and it's like some old 80s song playing, and I'm like, wow, this is so summer vibes, like this is so good. Anyways, I've been enjoying it. So the next four songs are kind of your 70s 80s like vibey songs, so hopefully you guys enjoy it. It's good for, you know, sitting at the cottage on the deck. It's good for getting ready to go out. It's good for walking around. I can't complain at all. So I'll split it into two, considering we have a bit of time left. But the first two songs I'll play for you. One is Surrender by Suicide. Again, this is the 1988 version. So I don't know. I saw this one especially on TikTok. Like, I'm pretty well versed in the 80s genre. However, this one I didn't know, and I'm now a huge fan. So love that one. And then this one is called Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop. And I like the song. I like the lyrics. It's fun. It's catchy. It's a nice kind of tap your foot song. I can't complain. I love it a lot. So those are the next two. I'm sure somebody listening somewhere will be nodding along with me and liking it. And then the last two are just the same, basically. So we'll listen to those two, tease your hair. Get your colorful clothes on. We're going back to the 80s, so here we go.
Surrender. I'm
Okie dokie, this is the last you'll hear from me for a week, which is crazy for me to say that. I'm so glad we're back. I'm so glad you guys have tuned in. I'm just so stoked to be back. It's so fun. I know. Special shout out to Bryn. She's been hounding me to get this back going. So this is for her. She's a good, loyal Stoke fan. All right. So the next and last two songs, like I said, there's been a lot that's going on. It's been basically 2 to 3 months. So again, this next song is on par with what it could have been grouped in that the two spot I just played, basically. But this one is Baby Come Back by Player. And I know it's like a classic, basic, probably like pop song that her parents all grew up listening to, but it's just catchy, man. Like, you just get, it's a summer night. You're just trying to like get a new song, or you're just driving along with your friends. It's fun. Everyone kind of knows the words. It's a good vibe. And then I think I probably should have started this, but this song, okay, let me try that again. I should have started this era of songs with what I'm about to finish this episode with, but I thought it's a good wrap-up song. I've really, truly loved it. And I think this is where this era has kind of come from for my liked songs recently. But obviously, I went to see Michael Jackson, or Michael the Movie. And, you know, in a biopic, you kind of always go in and come out with a song that you didn't really know about. It's like a concert, a hidden treasure, basically, of a song that you didn't know you liked or didn't know as well, and now you know it's a great song. So, you know, for Bohemian Rhapsody, that was Radio Gaga and that whole Live Aid. And for Michael, it was Human Nature. You know, I loved Michael Jackson. I stayed telling you guys I liked Michael Jackson, but Human Nature was not one of the songs I probably would have picked before, but now it is. It's just a good, you know, bop. And I have good memories because my Nana and Grandpa used to love Michael Jackson. They had a CD and we'd always listen to him. So it's a good way to wrap up. And, you know, me and my house has been listening to this a lot. So those are the next two. I've really been enjoying this. This is kind of the most recent songs on my liked songs playlist on Spotify. So I'll drop this playlist on, you know, on my Spotify. It's linked in the Instagram, which is stoked_CFRC. So glad to be back, guys. There'll be more, I promise. Hopefully some guests I can drag along and we'll see from there. But so nice to be back, guys. This has been Stoked. I'm your host, Jane, and see you next week.
sleepless eye. Yeah, her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs get me out into the nighttime. Four walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple,
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Good afternoon and welcome to Queen's Law Pro Bono Radio. We are your hosts, Neha Wankhede
and Garen Rickwood.
Queen's Law Pro Bono Radio discusses interesting topics that aim to make legal discussions more accessible to you. Today, we are exploring the critical issue of the overrepresentation of Indigenous women in federal Canadian prisons.
Before we start the show, we'd like to acknowledge our privilege to live and learn on the traditional unceded territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples. Please also note that the views expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the views of the producers, hosts, or the Queen's University Faculty of Law. This podcast does not contain any legal advice. Pro Bono Students Canada is a student organization. This podcast was prepared with the assistance of PBSC Queen's Law student volunteers. PBSC students are not lawyers, and they are not authorized to provide legal advice. The podcast contains general discussion of legal and related issues only. If you require legal advice, please consult with a lawyer.
This episode contains discussions of incarceration, colonial violence, systemic discrimination, and solitary confinement. Some listeners may find these topics distressing. Please take care while listening.